Well, tonight we also have my brother Matt is going to give a report about their ministry in Uganda, in Kasese. And so they're getting ready to go back in September. They'll be going back in September, but they're up here. My brother Keith is actually, he just got back to the States about a month or so ago. And my mom decided, since it's been how long? 20-some years since the whole family's been together, that she decided we should have a family reunion. And so they kind of worked it all out that they were all up here, and then my sister got to come back as well. And so they're all going to be around here for a little bit, and so so glad to have them. But Matt's going to come. Matt, you come. And I believe, well, I'll just turn it over to you, whether you want to talk first or show the video first, or talk, show the video, and talk again, or it's your time, so make good use of it. I gave him a time limit too, so yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
I only get 2 minutes. Maybe I should have gone to camp. Well, it is a blessing to be able to be here, to be able to come here. It's always a double blessing, not only for friends that we've known for many years, but family as well, but even as a supporting church. And we do thank you for your faithful support now for 10 years. And we're very thankful for that. It's hard to believe that we've been able to be in Uganda for 25 years. Just looking at what God has done, it's amazing. And I remember in a youth conference, surrendering my life to the Lord, not knowing what God was going to do. But to be able to say now, 25 years, God has used us in Uganda, and we've seen people saved. And as brother said, it's not just me that has done everything that you will see and hear. God has allowed us to reach people, and those people are reaching people. And it's a blessing to be able to see what the Lord is doing. I guess I'll go ahead and speak first and then show the video. Some people may not understand what missionaries do. There's a lot of humanitarian agencies that go around the world and help the people in different parts of the world. They dig wells, they start orphanages, maybe technical schools or schools for the children or things like that. And some people think that's what a missionary does. And those are not bad things. Those are things that missionaries do have a part in. But the number one purpose for a missionary is to preach the gospel. That is what we're supposed to do. And as we go and we preach the gospel, those that get saved, we baptize them. And then we disciple them, gathering them together and start churches. And from that, we do that again and again. And that's what we're supposed to do as missionaries. Now, that is the Great Commission that we find in Matthew chapter 28. That's what we're supposed to do. The gospel that we preach there in Uganda is the same gospel that is preached right here. There's not a gospel for Africa and a gospel for America. It's the same gospel. That is a gospel of saving faith through Jesus Christ without any works. Now, the gospel is the same, but maybe the way we deliver it is a little bit different because there is a big cultural difference. There's a totally different way of life. Those of you that have traveled to Uganda and even other parts of the world, you realize not every part of the world is like America. As a matter of fact, very little of the world is like America. And so there's a whole different culture that you have to understand. So as you're bringing the gospel, you have to understand the culture is not the same. And so while the gospel does not change, the way we do things does change. I've told people before, if you lead someone to the Lord in Uganda in 5 minutes, it's probably because they want something. Ugandans are very distrustful of people because they have had dictators, they have corrupt politicians, they have people that will come over and take advantage of them, and so they're very open to listen to you. Uganda is a very religious country. They're very open, but then they're going to kind of look at you and see if you practice what you preach, or if you're another con person who's tried to come and take advantage of them. So you give them the gospel, but then they're going to watch your life and see, do you practice what you preach? So it takes time. It takes weeks, maybe months, as you're dealing with people, as they're hearing the gospel, they're listening to you, you're answering their questions. There's so much religious baggage that you have to overcome many times to help them see the truth from the Word of God. And so we do things differently in giving the gospel out. Many times in our preaching, in our church services, it is directed to our people. We're trying to edify and build up our church people, where some churches, they just preach the gospel Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and they don't feed their people. So for us, we feed the people. We feed our church people So then what we'll do is we'll have a special evangelistic service specifically targeting the lost people. Sometimes we'll do that with ladies. Sometimes we'll have deaf conferences. Sometimes we'll have an aged conference. We'll invite all the elderly in and specifically preach to them. We've had a Boda Boda conference before. Now, if you've been to Uganda, you'll know what a Boda Boda is. It's a motorcycle. These motorcycles will take you anywhere you want to go. And you might be one of four passengers. I've seen seven people on a motorcycle before. And the cargo they carry is just the same. I've seen pigs, goats, cows. I've seen other motorcycles on the back of motorcycles. I've seen a three-piece sofa set. Coffins, you name it, they're going to carry it on the back of their motorcycles. Now, most of these boater riders do not have licenses. They're just young boys, most of them. Someone lends them a motorcycle, and that's how they make their money. They're not really the cream of the crop, if you know what I mean. Whenever there's a robbery or a theft, sometimes they're the getaway vehicle. And so they're not really looked up on in society. And so we thought, how can we reach these young people with the gospel? So we said, let's have a Boda conference. In other words, let's have a motorcycle conference in the church. Now, our church can hold about 200 people. There's about 1,000 boater riders in Kasese. We couldn't have that many, so we gave out tickets for 200 boater riders. We had 173 that came. The place was full. The atmosphere was electric. They were cheering and yelling, and we played different games. And the one game that we played that was a flop was the road sign game. They did not know road signs. Most of them have never taken a driver's test, so they didn't know the road signs. So we played several games with them. And then we decided, let's have a motorcycle race in the church. Now, we have our aisle is right down the middle. It's a good wide aisle, and so we thought, I don't know who thought of it, but they said, let's have a motorcycle race. So we got two motorcycles at the back of the door, and the race is for them to come to the front. See which one can get their tire on the platform the first. What's wrong? You're thinking death and destruction and blood everywhere? No, see, the Bible says, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So when you start them back there and you say, go, it's not the first one to get up to the front, it's the second one. So you're going to get started, but then you're going to go slower than this guy. So if he slows down, you're going to slow down. So this is the motorcycle race coming down. They're trying to go as slow as they can, and they can't stop. They can't put their feet down, so they do have to go, but it's a very slow race. It's exciting because everybody's cheering them on, but they're just coming as slow as you can think down to the front. Eventually, the first guy comes, the second guy comes to the front, and he's the winner. No problem, right? It was. Honestly, you thought I was going to say, no, we had a problem. Nope, everything was great. Nobody got hurt. There was no blood, nothing like that. It was great. We preached the gospel to them. Several got saved, which was the purpose for it. We fed them a meal. We gave them a reflector vest. But the whole thing was for them to come and hear the word of God. Otherwise, they wouldn't have come to church. So we invited them in for that purpose. Several of them got saved that day. Some have gotten saved afterward. Many of them have said, our church is the only church that cares about them. We're so thankful for the opportunity to reach people like that. We think outside the box. We think of ways that we can preach the gospel. You'll see on the video also about fishing and footballing, where we'll take people. Ugandans love football, not American football, but soccer. And so they play it from the time they're little until they're old. They love it. So we said, how can we take this and use it? So what we'll do is we'll take some local teams, we'll sponsor them together, and we'll say, you play each other, and the winning team will get a soccer ball, free soccer ball. Now, that's big because most of them don't have uniforms or cleats or nothing like that. They don't even have a soccer ball. They'll take a bunch of bags and tie it together like plastic bags, and that will be their soccer ball. So when you tell them, we're going to give you a brand new soccer ball, they get excited, and they play. Now, the catch is we get to preach to them at halftime. We forgot the first game and preached at the end of the game, and nobody was there. But we learned. So now we preach at halftime. Everybody's still there. We preach to the fans. We preach to the players. We've had many people get saved. Because of that fishing through footballing ministry, there's a church started. Just from a simple ministry of football. We started a ministry called street parking ministry to the people at the streets. In town, you have to pay for parking. So whenever you park, they'll put a little ticket on your window, meaning you have to pay. If you don't pay, the number of your vehicle goes on a defaulters list. And if you are caught, they will clamp your tire with this wicked-looking thing with metal and nails in it. And they'll wrap it around your tire, and you better not go anywhere. Well, one day I came out and my tire was locked up. And I thought, Lord, you know I've paid everything. It's only 15 cents. It's not a big deal. So it must have fallen off. As God is my witness, I paid every ticket that I had. But the Lord decided to be for my tire to get locked up. So I went to the office to pay the fee. And when I got there, the owner of the company was there. And he kind of looked at me and said, well, you're not from around here. What are you doing here? I said, well, I'm a pastor. I preach the gospel here. He said, really? He got excited. He said, would you come down to our office every Monday and Thursday and preach to these guys before they go out? Well, let me pray about it, you know. So I said, absolutely, I'm going to go down. So Monday and Thursday, I will go down. I went down there for several months. Five guys got saved from that. Those guys are in Bible college. Some of them are leading the youth. Some of them are going to the jails to preach. Some are going to the prisons to preach. Some are involved in translation. Just a simple ministry of street parking. And because of that, we have a preaching point up in the mountains in Shanyarazi. God has blessed us with many, many opportunities of preaching the gospel. And I'm so thankful for the work that he's done there. The church in town in Kasese, the church in Karasandara, we were able to get that one started. What a blessing that was. The church up in Chinayobio and Iwediachona, we've been able to see four churches started in this area. And we're so thankful for what God is doing. We're so excited. We believe when we came to Kasese 10 years ago, there was one church. Now there's seven. And I believe this next term, we can see another seven started. With the men in the Bible college that are graduating, they want to go and start churches so we can work with them and help them. I believe we can see seven more churches started this next term. And I'm looking forward to that. We've got good men. We do have problems. I'm dealing with problems even today as people were sending me messages from WhatsApp and things like this. But the devil's fighting everywhere. But God is going to win. He's going to get the victory. And we're seeing that happen. And we're just so excited to see what God is going to do there. When we go back, we want to get the church in town. You'll see that in the video. Get it turned over so that we can move around and help the different new churches, the church plants, help some of the guys working with them. It'll give us the freedom to really move around and encourage these new churches, have some conferences with them, some teaching. And so we're going to be busy, but we're excited about it. And so we'd ask you to keep praying for us. We do thank you for praying for us and for supporting us these 10 years. It's been a blessing. Continue praying for us and our children, even though we only have one that we're going back with, Kimberly. Please pray for our other children, even though they're not with us. They were born and raised in Uganda. And so coming to America is culture shock. Some of you are going to travel to Uganda for the first time, and it's going to be a culture shock. That's what our kids experience when they come back to America. And then we leave them. You're going back to Africa without me. You got to grow up. And so please pray for our kids. They're strong. We love them. But there's a time where they have to get out on their own and see God work in their own life. And so please continue to pray for them. We're excited. We're going back, Lord willing, September 17th. And that's our desire to get back over there and continue in the work there. And I just want to close with this. I just want to challenge you. The work that is done in Uganda can be done right here. What is that work? It's church planting. It's church planting. Churches reproduce churches. And it's not a building that is reproduced. It's people. People reproduce churches. People reproduce. That's the way it works. And I just want to challenge you. Every one of you can be involved in it, especially if you're a Christian. It's every Christian's responsibility, but especially church members. I don't think this is First Baptist Country Club, where you come on Sunday morning, yeah, that was a nice little sermonette, and we might go back in the evening if we're feeling okay, and well, Wednesday night, I don't know, I might just stay home and watch it on video, and you know, I'll kind of go when I feel like it. That's a country club. A church is supposed to be alive. A church is supposed to be involved. You have so many opportunities, and you're doing a wonderful work, but are you involved? Are you involved in that work of soul winning, going out and reaching people? Are you involved in bringing those people so they can be baptized? Are you involved in discipleship? It's every Christian's responsibility. Not just the pastor, not just the staff. Every one of us can be involved. And I challenge you, it is a blessing. Is it work? It sure is. Is it hard? Yes, it is. But what a blessing to be able to serve God, to give back to Him just a portion of our life. He gave His entire life for us. Can we not give Him a little bit and serve Him right here? Well, you know, you're the missionary. Well, I'm looking at a whole room full of missionaries. God's called me to Uganda. Who did He call to go to Eton? Looks like you all. You're here. This is your mission field. When I come back in 5 years, Lord willing, and give a report, what report will you give? How has God used you to reach people right here? And there's so many ways, so many opportunities that God gives us to reach people. I just challenge you. You can be involved. Amen? So we'll go ahead and watch the video. I hope it'll be a blessing, but I just want to say thank you for your support. Thank you for your prayers. What you're seeing here is fruit to your account. If you're not involved, here's something you can get involved in. It doesn't matter who's the president or what the economy is, because this is investing in the Lord's work. And then one last thing, we need help. We need help in Uganda. We don't know how long Uganda is going to stay open. Our elections come up in 26. We're seeing riots and things in Kenya because of their president, what he's doing. Who knows what's going to happen in Uganda? We don't know when the door is going to close. So we want to take advantage of it while we can, which means we need help. So maybe as you watch the video, God might call you and say, I want you to go, like God gave the vision to Paul, the man in Macedonia, saying, come over and help us. We could sure use some help. Thank you.
We found the video, guys? Looking for it? Technology is wonderful, isn't it? Yep.
When it's working.
You want to introduce your family, Matt? You didn't introduce them.
Okay. Oh, I'm still on. This is my wife, Keila. It's a good thing I didn't say anything. This is Kendra, who most of you know is here.
The scripture says in Romans chapter 10.
Okay, pause. Hold on. We found
Kirsten,
it. That's
I don't
good.
Know where she is.
That's good.
Oh, there she is. There's Kirsten. And then Kimberly is over here. And then our oldest son, Marcus, he's in Mississippi.
Okay, we got it? All right. Roll them.
The scripture says in Romans chapter 10, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
Abeda nyola ma Uganda ka amitonyo ni Yesu Kristo anga.
Inje ngala mukonzo ndikiro ma Uganda. Mangina nyibwera enzirena nanga ikira ma rubura.
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
Mimi mkongo naishi Uganda, nawezaje kuokolewa?
I'm a Japadola from Uganda. Who is this person they call Jesus?
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
Ngali mkonzo, oye Uganda, nijati nibwiro kumulami.
Omuchiga okuruga omuri Uganda noha okwaza kungambira ari Yesu Kristo.
And how shall they preach except they be sent? Matt and Keila Stensis were sent out from the Calvary Baptist Church in Marshall, Missouri, to Uganda, East Africa to preach the Word of God in January of 1999. They first served for 15 years in the town of Imbarara. In that time, they started two churches, which they have turned over to National Men, as well as helped translate the four-year Bible college into the local language of Runyankore. They then moved to the town of Kasese in 2013. They've been serving in Kasese since that time. Here is a report of those who have believed because of the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
The Lord led us to the town of Kasese in 2013. Kasese is located in western Uganda on the border with the Democratic Republic of Congo. After seeing several people get saved, baptized, and discipled, we started the Independent Baptist Church of Kasese in 2015. We also started the Rwenzori Baptist College to train these converts in the Word of God and the ministry.
One of the Bible College students, Katunji Bryan, had a desire to start a church in his home village of Karusandara. Matt began to help Bryan in his village with soul winning, teaching, preaching, and discipling. Eventually, in April 2021, the church was officially organized. Bryan graduated from Bible College in 2021, was ordained in 2022, and got married in 2023, and is now faithfully leading the church there. Please pray for Pastor Bryan and his wife Vasta as he leads the church there in Karusandara.
While serving in Kasese Town, Pastor Bryan started a ministry called Fishing Through Footballing. It is where our church would sponsor two local soccer teams and take the opportunity during the game's halftime to preach to the teams and the fans. At one of these games, a man was very interested in our preaching and asked us to come and preach at his school in the village of Chinyayobio. After preaching in this village several times, many people got saved. We started discipling them and realized that there were many in this village who had a great interest in knowing the truth from God's Word. Through our discipleship and teaching, there were several of the converts who realized they were living in fornication. Once they learned the truth from God's Word, they separated from each other until such time as they were able to pay the dowry of goats and get wed. We praise the Lord for the six couples who have done right and gotten wed. Many of them enrolled in the Bible College there, and we've taught them what a true church is. On June 18th, 2023, we officially organized the Chinyayobio Independent Baptist Church. Please pray for Brother Amon and his wife Betty as he is leading this new church.
Matt also started the Rwenzori Mountain Ministry and saw several people saved up in the Rwenzori Mountains, specifically in the village of Liboria Chona. Although COVID-19 delayed them for some time, one of the Ugandan pastors was able to continue the discipleship until the lockdowns were over. They then had several baptisms and began teaching the people about what it means to be a Baptist and what a church really is. Through their discipleship and teaching, there were several couples who realized they were living in fornication. Once they learned the truth from God's Word, they separated from each other until such time as they were able to pay the dowry of goats and get wed. Praise the Lord for the four couples that have done right. With the help of the Ugandan men, they have been teaching the people in Bible College, and on August 20th, 2023, the church in Liboria Chona was officially started. Please pray for Joachim and his wife, Alan, as he is leading this congregation up in the mountains.
Through an amazing series of events that only God could do, we were able to get another preaching point started here in the mountains behind the town of Kasese. This is still a new work, but we're excited about the faithful men who desire to know the Lord and preach His Word. We're looking forward to putting more effort into this work when we return from furlough. Please pray for our men as they lead this work in Shanyarazi.
God has truly opened many doors for the Stensis family to serve in Kasese Town and the surrounding communities. Here are some of the ministries that are being done there.
Thank you.
Stensis family returned to Uganda, their desire is to turn the church in Kasese town over to a Ugandan man trained in the ministry and called by God. They will then work to start more churches within the district and encourage those churches already established, especially the ones in the mountains, as they are in the greatest need.
Would you pray that God would send more laborers, not only here in Uganda, but around the world? Would you give so that the work of preaching the gospel might continue? Would you come and serve with us together here in Uganda?
How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent?
Amen. Appreciate that report, and be praying for Matt and his family. Of course, there are prayer cards in the back on the table there, so make sure you take one, be in prayer for them as they get ready to go back to Uganda, and obviously continue the work there with one kid, right? Sorry, Kimberly. But just pray that God continues to bless that ministry as they seek to reach people and start churches there. Amen. And it's a challenge. I really like what Brother Luke said at the very beginning when he started sharing his testimony. Sometimes we're willing to surrender 20 years down the road. But are we willing to surrender today, right? It's not just about 20 years from now. It's about what does God want for me to do today, and being obedient to that. And then getting involved. Find a place to serve. And, there's all kinds of ministries that are not going, that somebody could start, right? That God could place a ministry in your heart to get started, to try to reach people with the gospel. The reason why we have many of the ministries that we have is for one purpose, and that's to reach more people with the gospel. And so God could use something in your life, maybe an area where you are familiar with something, to try to reach people with the gospel. And so be in prayer about that and find a place to be involved and serve. It's not just the missionaries. Every one of us needs to be involved serving and doing what God wants us to do. Amen?